Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of May, recording at a late-ish 11:18 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Although there's not too much summer around right now. It was lovely while it lasted, all 2 weeks of it. So, what do we got here today? Quiet day, mostly in stock markets. Although Japan remains the star performer among big markets, among most markets here generally, and was up another 1.2% on the Nikkei. The Hang Seng was lower by 1.4% here in China. Generally, a little bit soft in here today. Mixed action here overall. Taiwan down, Korea and Australia up a little bit. India got clipped hard. Big downward dynamics today, over 2% on the Sensex index and on the Nifty index. So Jakarta down over 1%, slightly offsetting that. The Philippines up nearly 1%. In Europe, mostly soft in here today. Not that much in the way of big movers on the day, although Spain down just over 1%. And Wall Street had been trading with a small loss for most of the day, but recovered to just about break even, or actually put the NASDAQ up a tiny, tiny fraction here today. The bigger move in the Americas seems to be Brazil. That was down 1.2%. Elsewhere, in government bonds, so we had a little bit of steadying in prices, although not much in terms of the USA market or Japan. So I'd describe that really as more quiet here overall. Where we have had the strength, and not so much today, but we did last Thursday and Friday, is in the US dollar index, which has rallied back up to its March and April highs. But it was pretty sharp run overall, and that's reflected in here today, where we see the Australian dollar broke back beneath that 100 level against the USA, currently at 99.58. Sterling slipped back to 153 against the greenback. The euro has also dropped back underneath 130, and I noticed earlier today that the Chinese renminbi, which had been very strong, but that's weakened a little bit here. It was looking overbought really last week. And started to weaken Thursday and Friday and continued today. And the Asian dollar index has dropped back fairly sharply. Remember, it had a steady rally from really about the second week in April, and it pushed back up to just above the January high, but has been clipped here since midweek last week. Okay, what else is going on? Precious metals, they were a little bit easier earlier today, but recovered most of the losses, but we've still got a rollover in in the gold price. And the others are, all four of the precious metals are ranging beneath overhead trading, so they really need some upward dynamics to breathe any new interest into this rally overall, or to signal that the technical rally can continue. I think the problem for precious metals, though, is it's still people holding some of the tracker funds, ETF funds, and there's been a lot of selling in those over the last few months, as you know, and I think that's still a concern, keeping the demand side a bit cautious in here. Now, elsewhere in the commodity markets, industrial metals a quiet day here overall, but at least they've lost downside momentum, and copper's seen a decent rally overall, leading a modest recovery in the sector. In the grains and beans, now we've seen some steadying in soybeans, corn, and excuse me, in soybeans, corn, and wheat. And this is really because you remember the drought fears that had persisted for the last couple of years. Well, those dissipated early in this season in the States. And as a matter of fact, the Texas region, which was considered to be in state of crisis as far as drought for this crop cycle, has had a lot of rain, fortunately. But there's been so much rain across the Great Plains that it's delaying plantings along with cold weather. So plantings are way behind schedule. I think people would be expecting them to be at about 80-85% completed at this stage, and I think the plantings completion is about 27%. So a little bit of concern here is because if this lasts another week or so with very little plantings, then some forecasters will begin to lower their yield expectations. And what else to mention in here? Among indices, I think I mentioned the downward dynamics in India, or did I? forgive me here at about 11:20 this evening for not remembering, but I should discuss it. India, which had rallied right back up to the higher side of its range, had some big downward dynamics in here today, and that certainly capped the rally. And really, it would require a rally back up and through the highs of last week to indicate further upward scope. But what looks much more likely is that significant resistance at the top of the range is providing, well, it's caused another peak of at least near-term significance. I think that's the best way that I can describe that. Now, people understandably keep talking about the excuse me, the strength of the U.S. stock market, but have a look at the utilities index, because I think I'm right in saying, don't hold me to this, but I think it's right in saying that the utilities index had the best rally since mid-November of last year. And one of the reasons for that was because a number of those shares offered quite attractively high yields. Now, the transport index has been a major underperformer in here this month. It's fallen pretty much every day. So we've seen a sharp reaction overall, which has not yet happened for the Nasdaq transport or Dow or the S&P, although they are overextended relative to their 200-day moving averages. So I'd be a little cautious here about upside potential for these stock markets just now. And then last point, I wanted to read something from the Fed. And Bernanke gave a speech on Friday, It was a little bit torturous. I put in a link to it in my copy, but it's a little bit torturous. What did raise a few eyebrows is just this section that I'm about to read you. It's only about three sentences. And he says, "In light of the current low interest rate environment, we are watching particularly closely for instances of reaching for yield and other forms of excessive risk-taking, which may affect asset prices and their relationships with fundamentals. It is worth emphasizing that looking for historically unusual patterns or relationships in asset prices can be useful, even if you believe that asset markets are generally efficient in setting prices. For the purpose of safeguarding financial stability, we are less concerned about whether a given asset price is justified in some average sense than in the possibility of a sharp move. Asset prices that are far from historically normal levels would seem to be more susceptible to such destabilizing moves." Well, there's nothing revolutionary in those comments, but why is he saying this? Is he trying to reassure us, or is he sending out a little warning in his speech on Friday? I'll let you decide here overall, but what is I think certainly obvious is that Bernanke is concerned about the challenge of gradually ending quantitative easing. Well, we think it's going to be gradual, but at any rate, we know that the quantitative easing, the QE program, is not going to go on indefinitely, and it's going to be destabilizing somewhat. What Warren Buffett described as, I think, a shot that would be heard around the world. Hasn't happened yet, but I wouldn't be complacent here about the stability of markets in this environment. I don't want to blow it out of proportion. I'm only looking for something between a sharp correction to what would be a small statistical secular bear market of perhaps 20 to 30% for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but that would drag down all markets around the globe, and I think that would the attractive side of that is that it would improve valuations once again. And again, Bernanke's not going to end QE unless he feels that the U.S. economy really is gaining some sort of growth traction overall. But I've made it this point on a number of occasions. It will cause some turbulence, some temporary turbulence in the markets overall, but I think only temporarily. And then I think we'll see a better environment for equities over the medium to longer term. And on that note, all best wishes to all of you.